Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An avalanche has closed the Richardson Highway in the Summit Lake area. The State Department of Transportation reports that the slide occurred near mile 195 early this morning. DOT Northern Region spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says there have been no reports of anyone being hit by the slide and that crews are on scene clearing the debris. She says they expect to reopen the highway by 11 this morning. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council postponed voting on an ordinance that would limit the number of marijuana shops in the city. That after a crowd showed up to comment on the measure, which would also prohibit on-site marijuana consumption and increase buffer zones around cannabis shops. The proposal will be reworked by a city-formed group, as suggested by local marijuana businessman Greg Allison.
Some kind of task force that can address these concerns, try to understand the ordinance a little bit better.
Allison and others say they oppose the ordinance because they believe the council arbitrarily chose to limit the number of marijuana retail shops to 12, a number they say is too low. The marijuana advocates also disagree with the ordinance's on-site consumption ban and the longer 750-foot buffer distances. Marijuana opponents, like former council member Vivian Stiver, call the provisions reasonable.
I think you're well within your bounds, and I applaud you for taking this on.
Many in the industry say they were caught off guard by the ordinance. Marijuana business owner Mason Evans spoke in support of delaying a vote and reworking the law.
I think we need to work together. I do not think the ordinances need to happen immediately. I do think they need to be tabled, and I think they need to be looked at.
Evans says the restrictions in the ordinance would keep the industry from expanding locally and cause financial ruin for many who, like him, have invested life savings to get into the business. Greg Botts, a military service member who describes himself as very conservative, pushed for heavier regulation.
I am for this ordinance, and in some ways, as I say again, I wish it were stronger. I have nothing against these small businesses, but we cannot be too cautious.
But landlord and realtor Ray Brasher, who's sold properties to marijuana businesses, says the ordinance will stifle an industry that's injected a lot of money into the local real estate market and broader economy.
Our city's had a declining bricks and mortar business as across the nation, and these retail shops are increasing foot traffic for other businesses. I just see that as positive.
Alaska Marijuana Control Board member Brandon Emmett urged the council to hold off until after the state board considers the issues in the city ordinance in April. The council voted 6-1 to postpone final consideration of the ordinance until a May 7th meeting, with council member Jerry Cleworth voting no. The Bering Strait island of Diomede is normally locked in sea ice in February, but not this year. As the Alaska Energy Desk's Rachel Waltholz reports, it's another symptom of Arctic warming.
Francis Ozena is the tribal coordinator in Diomede.
This is supposed to be the coldest time of the year, so we always have ice closure.
Ozena says it's the first time she can remember ever seeing totally open water in front of Diomede this time of year. She says normally the ice grows from January all the way through March, but this year it's been unpredictable, moving every day with water opening and closing. Then on February 20th, a major storm blew away what ice they did have and left the village without protection from the waves. The storm flooded Diomede's water treatment plant and knocked out power to some homes. Chunks of ice and debris were tossed onto the beach and the village's helicopter pad. And it's not just Diomede.
Particularly out in the Bering Sea, we're seeing record low levels of sea ice.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist based in Anchorage. He says ice in the Bering Sea is at the lowest level since we've had satellites to track it, almost 40 years, and probably much longer. Part of the issue is just warm temperatures. Parts of Western Alaska and the North Slope, including the Pribilofs, Kotzebue, and Ukiagvik, are having their warmest winter on record.
So you have warm air running over record warm water. It's really hard to get sea ice to form in that situation.
Brett Schneider says the drastic drop this year might be an anomaly, but
the trend line certainly is bad. And, you know, my interpretation of that is that, you know, this is going to be more likely than not in the years to come.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholz in Anchorage.
Lathrop High School student Chandler Wappett finished second in the junior Iditarod. According to a race report, Wappett was just 2 minutes behind winner Bailey Schaefer of Willow in the 150-mile race between Willow and Yentna Station and back. The race, which finished Sunday, took the frontrunners 27 and a half hours. A total of 11 mushers finished the junior Iditarod. Another Lathrop student, Emma Shawcroft, placed fifth. The top five mushers received scholarships ranging from $6,000 to $1,500. Wapit, a three-time junior Iditarod veteran, ran the race right after competing in the State High School Cross Country Ski Championships in Fairbanks. I'm Dan Bross.